Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Fido to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 7th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Liana, because it's Saturday.
Aw, thanks, Taryn. Yes, I am happy to be here. I believe it was the great Maya Angelou who wrote, "I'm back, bitches, so let's do this."
Yes, we are here to talk to you about everything that went down on the live feeds for Big Brother Canada 6 yesterday. And oh boy, was it a day. Let me tell you, we are live a little bit early today. I said that this might happen. I am, you know, in a different location at the moment. And also, I feel like it's good that we're a little bit early because I feel like this one is going to run a little long. Very crazy day in the Big Brother house. Lots of excitement happening, lots of twists and turns. So, let's get right into it. So obviously we have Kayla as our HOH, and she is deciding who she wants to put up on the block and who she wants to target this week. She starts the day off talking to Ryan. Now we know from the previous week that she wanted Ryan out. She knew that Ryan was coming for her. But after everyone was like refusing to take Ryan out of the house and they took Marin out instead, she was like, well, fine then. You guys want Ryan in the house? I'll keep Ryan in the house. So she is determined to not put Ryan on the block, and she lets Ryan know this, and she wants information from Ryan. Her goal of the day is, I want to get information. I want to shake things up, and I want to find some stuff out. So she asks Ryan about, like, why did people keep you? Like, what went down, Ryan? And he proceeds to spill his guts about everything.
Yeah, Ryan just went all out. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I think he understands what a dire position that he's in, that he could have been sent home last week. And the reason why he at this point in time is being saved by Kayla is because Kayla is essentially trying to spite everyone else in the house by not putting Ryan up on the block. So Ryan just goes all out, full ham. Full Hamza just sort of spills that everyone is telling him that he needed to target Dayla. And so that's why, you know, Dayla was under the impression that Ryan was targeting them, because other people were telling Ryan that he needs to be very vocal about wanting to put Dayla on the block.
Yes. He says that he was told by, and he starts naming names. Kayla, can you name names? He's like, oh, I'll name names. And he goes full ham, full Hamza. And he starts saying, Maddie told me that I needed to stop targeting Allie and Liv and instead tell people that I'm targeting you and Derek. And she told me to tell Johnny. And then I told Johnny, and then I went to Paris, and then I went to Will. And that was the story. She asks if Erica was part of it. He says, no, Erica did not take part. I did not tell Erica. She had nothing to do with it. So this information is going to, be the catalyst for a lot of what happens throughout the day. That Kayla is going to try and get to the bottom of this whole thing. I think she was especially surprised to hear about Johnny and Paris. And she really wants to figure out, like, what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, I think there were sort of two things. It was this group of Maddie, Johnny, Paris, and Will that were sort of perpetuating this whole Ryan needs to target Dayla, and they were the ones that were responsible for the Marin flip. So that's something also that Ryan talks about. So those are sort of the two main things. And it's this group of four that are really put in the crosshairs, and Dayla's really taking a close look at them this week.
Yes. So meanwhile, Allie and Liv are talking and they're discussing their plans for the week. Allie in particular wants Johnny backdoored. She wants this to happen. She wants Johnny to be targeted because she wants to take a shot at Erica. She wants to weaken Erica. She feels like Erica is too strong and she doesn't want to take a shot at Erica directly. She would rather do it through Johnny. And so she is talking to Liv about how can we subtly suggest that Johnny goes up on the block this week. maybe as a backdoor. And I have to say, I'm not sure what Liv gets out of this. I feel like Liv is one of the few people that benefits from Johnny being in the house. But this is a huge move for Allie. If Allie can pull this off, and it's looking like she might, throughout most of the day, this is a huge move for Allie. She becomes the only bridge between Kayla and Derek and Olivia and Erica, and she takes out one of the strongest competitors and strategic players in the house with no blood on her hands. This would be a total coup if Allie could pull this off, and Liv is going along with it. So this is looking good for Allie.
Yeah, kudos to Allie for one, recognizing that this is something that she could potentially accomplish this week, and that she is really thinking about, okay, how do we subtly plant this idea in Kayla's head? How do we accomplish this? I mean, but then also to Liv's credit, I agree with you that she's going along with it, but she's not, I think, sort of actively encouraging it. I mean, really, this is Allie thinking, okay, I have an opportunity to do this. She's the one who's sort of throwing out, like, the ideal situation is Will Paris with Johnny as the backdoor option. So she's the one who's really pushing this. And then, you know, Olivia is there sort of encouraging, but really not pushing, which hopefully she recognizes that having Johnny go up as a backdoor is a bad thing for her game. But we'll see, you know, how encouraging she is of Allie as the week progresses.
Yes, I think Olivia remains in one of the best spots in the house, but I'm a little worried about just like how much she is going to be able to maintain that. You know, if she lets Allie do her thing with Johnny, then, you know, I think Olivia remains fine, but she definitely takes a hit strategically by losing Johnny and allowing Allie to get back in good with Kayla and Derek, where she had kind of been falling out a little bit. It's interesting stuff, but you know, she's still in an okay spot here. Kayla ends up talking to Johnny, and she is really trying to rattle his cage, as she does with basically everyone she talks to throughout the day. She says, "Look, I've been told by a lot of people now that you have been coming after us, that you were some kind of ringleader, trying to round people up to come after me and Derek. I don't like this." And Johnny's like, "That's a joke. That's ridiculous. That is not true. Look, everybody talks about targeting you guys. You guys are you guys. You're the showman. So you're a big target in this house. I am not going to take the fall for being some kind of ringleader because I was talking about targeting you. Like, maybe at best I've like nodded my head along with some things, but I am not trying to get people to go against you. I do not want to target you guys. I want you guys in the house." And the reason I kept Ryan was, again, not to come after you, but because he was a bigger threat, a bigger target in the house. That's why I wanted Ryan here. He's like, who was it that was saying this stuff about me? Was it Maddie? Was it Ryan? Who was it? And Kayla doesn't want to tell.
Yeah, Ryan or Johnny really pushes back against all of these accusations. He's like, no, that was definitely not me. I mean, he does sort of try to play it off as, like you said, oh, I was trying to keep Ryan in the house because Ryan is a bigger target. It had nothing to do with you. And then, you know, Kayla makes the arguments like, well, Ryan's coming after me. So by extension, you're keeping somebody in the house who's coming after me. You can see why I would think that that's a threat, why I would think that then, you know, you would be targeting me. So, you know, like, I think both sides kind of have valid points. And then, yeah, Johnny just gets really paranoid about, you know, who was it that threw me under the bus? And it's so funny because then he's like, "Maddie." And then he's like, "Well, I didn't say Maddie." And Johnny just in his head, he's like, "Oh, it's definitely Maddie." And you can see the wheels sort of turning. And later on, he's talking to Erica and Will. And he's like, "You know, effing Maddie, if she said my effing name after I put my effing neck out there," it was really great. So he's just sort of run with this whole, like, it's totally Maddie's fault for all of this, even though Kayla never actually said Maddie's name.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because Maddie is the only one that would truly be able to say that, because Maddie's one of the few people that Johnny actively talked about going after Dayla with. He didn't he didn't ever have a concrete conversation with Ryan about it. So your first assumption would be Ryan, but it's like, how could Ryan have done that? And that discrepancy will also come out later in the day. But this really comes down to Ryan, and Kayla really takes this and runs with it. As soon as Ryan tells her some names, she says, everybody's been telling me names, and she tries to get more names out of people. But Johnny does not give into that. He's not going to give any more names. This was very much like a prisoner's dilemma day with Kayla and the five people that voted, or the four people that voted to keep Ryan and Ryan. So Johnny does not take the bait, although he does definitely squirm under the pressure here. He's like, am I safe this week? And Kayla's like, I'm not telling anybody that they're safe. And he's like, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, he's not happy.
I don't want to leave this room right now, Kayla. He refused. He was like, you're going to have to tell me to leave because I don't want to feel like there was something I could have said. I don't like this. He eventually does leave.
Yeah, it's a little bit of like the stage five clinger situation. Like, he's not going to leave until she actually says what's going on. Finally, he does end up leaving. It's like, okay, Johnny, like, just calm down. Just yes. Leave the room. There's still a lot of day ahead of you before nominations. Just cool it. What I actually think is really funny just in general is the fact that, you know, we're talking about these four, the four people who voted to keep Ryan, Paris, Will, Johnny, and Maddie. Olivia, who also voted to keep Ryan, is not talked about at all. So just to the point of how safe she is this week and her great position in the house, she's not even part of this group at all.
Yes, I think Kayla sort of sees Olivia's vote as she would have voted with us, but we didn't have the numbers. So that's why. She gets off scot-free here. Kayla then talks to Will, and Will is going in full of bluster, like, we made a deal on the HOH that if I talked to my kid, ye would keep me safe. And she was Kayla's like, yeah, but the deal was kind of like, if everyone stepped down, then you guys would be safe, and only you stepped down, so it kind of like the deal didn't really work for me. And Will was like, that's not what ye told me on ye block.
Yo, Will's not happy about this at all. And just to sort of see this like shift in this good, really good natured guy is just like, what are you talking about? Like, we made a deal. And Kayla's sort of playing, well, you know, yeah, it was supposed to be everybody. If everybody had done it, then it would have been okay. So this was really funny to see this like shift in Will's demeanor from, you know, I made this deal, I'm safe, to now sort of realizing he's a potential person who could be put on the block.
Yeah, he was not happy at all about this. She says that she was told that he's coming after her, and he is pissed off about that. Like, who told you that? Bring them in here. I want to call them out. Will is going to have a very unhappy day. and he is going to be yelling at people. He's going to be yelling at Ryan. Did you say my name? I'm going to raise hell. Talk about, I don't trust that bee. Will is full of bees. He's got lots of bees in him.
I think that that's a medical condition. He should probably get looked at. Yes, he is pissed, and it's so funny. It's just so funny. And he's talking about, he's like, I'm gonna call everybody out, you know, I'm just gonna go all out on everybody. And so he is very clearly upset about the situation.
Yes, and he storms out of the HOH room. The next person to talk to Kayla was Allie, who not so subtly says, I think that you should put up Will in Paris and backdoor Johnny. She says, she does the thing where like she thinks that being subtle means not saying their names, but like describing them to a T. What was her name? The snake in Big Brother 19 talking Nicole? About Paul.
What?
No, I can't remember her name. She said that Paul was a snake, but she wouldn't refer to it like somebody in this house.
Oh my God. I remember because we covered it. We actually covered that next day in that conversation.
I can't remember her name. I'm so bad at names.
This is really bad. We should never end a trivia contest.
Dominique, thank you, Bruya. Yeah.
That's right. Oh my God.
Yes,
that
this
was really funny.
This is very much a Dominique moment where Allie was like, well, I feel like there are two people in the house that a lot of people trust, Will and Johnny. And then there's one person that's really emotional, Paris. And if you put up the emotional person and the person that she's close to that everybody trusts, and then used a back door or like a door that's behind a front door kind of situation, then you might send that other person that people trust home because he might be close to another person that's really good at competitions. And it's like, okay, you could have just said this straight. Like, you are saying what you're saying. You're not hiding it by pretending that you're not saying their names.
Yeah, we need to get her a dictionary. We'll be like, this is the definition of subtle, and you are not doing this right now. And it's so funny in contrast to the conversation she had with Olivia early in the day, which is like, well, we need to push it, and we need to be really subtle about it. Yeah. Like, okay, so you're going to go in there, describe the person to a T, where it's very clear who you're talking about. You're just not going to say your name and that subtlety. Okay, girl. Okay.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was fun. But Kayla is like, wow, yeah, this is exactly, because Kayla up until this point is still thinking, I'm going to put up Johnny and Will together. But Allie essentially in this conversation is like, I agree, Johnny and Will, but you should be backdooring Johnny. Allie, in her own strange way, ends up saving Johnny from being nominated initially by having this conversation saying he should be not backdoored. Which Kayla is like, yeah, we're totally on board. Like, we are 100% on the same page right now. I'm so glad that we are on the same page. I'm definitely on board here to take a shot at Will or Johnny. She says also because, and again, this is the point of taking a shot at Johnny if they do that, because they need to take a shot at Erica, because Kayla mentions to Allie that Erica is the only person that not a single person that has spoken to her has been willing to say Erica's name. And they're like, she's won 4 competitions. She's the biggest threat in the house. She was HOH for 2 weeks. And nobody is willing to say her name. Like, oh boy, that is scary.
Well, and not only are people not willing to say their name, there's actually, like, Ryan, for example, was kind of defending her in a way that's like, oh, no, she definitely wasn't involved. The only thing that she said, I don't care who goes home. I just know that, you know, I like you and I'll vote if it's a tie to keep you. I mean, that, like, really, it was sort of not only just not putting her name, but then also throwing away any suspicion that she really was involved. So, yeah, I mean, Erica is in. It's weird because I want to say she's in a really great place because nobody's willing to outright target her, but they all see that. And so everybody then is wanting to take a shot at Johnny because Johnny weakens Erica, and then hopefully will put her in a worse position. And when it comes to actually backdooring Johnny, I mean, I think that has to be the right call because Johnny has been so good at competitions, and especially when it's clutch and he knows he needs to win it. I mean, he's going to go all out. And I truly do believe that if they put him up, he would win the veto this week.
Yes, we were talking yesterday about how we didn't feel like Johnny and Will were necessarily the best nominations here because you end up pissing off a bunch of different people in a bunch of different ways. And I feel like backdooring Johnny is definitely the way to go if you're going to take the shot, because, you know, it doesn't give him the opportunity to save himself. It also... you know, once you reveal the plan to Erica, like, she kind of has to be on board with it because otherwise you'll backdoor her, right? Mm-hmm. So it's overall the better way to go about this. And I think this was, you know, probably the closest to on track with the initial plan that Kayla was. You know, backdooring Johnny is the best move for her at this point in the game. However, the way that she's been operating throughout the day and the way that she goes about it, maybe not the best, most, you know, nuanced approach to the move.
And, well, she was explicitly saying that she wants to shake people up. So she's got this group of 4 or 5. And she's like, oh, I really want to shake them up, you know, not let them know if they're going on the block. Like, okay, great. Way to make 5 people mad at you, even if you only end up nominating 2.
Yes. And Kayla really is the audience sort of substitute here, where she doesn't want to go after Ryan out of spite, which is exactly in line with how a lot of the audience feels, because a lot of the audience did not want Maren to go. They wanted Ryan to go. And so they want people who kept Ryan in the game to be punished for it. And Kayla is the instrument of that punishment. And so people were like, yes, Kayla. And Allie, of course, is like, yes, Kayla, you be my weapon here. Do all the work for me. This would be a great move for Allie. Not the best move for Kayla to go about it in the way that she was. Obviously being an instrument for retribution for Maren is wonderful television, but not exactly the best strategy to be operating on out of spite and retribution.
I'm sorry, wait, I shouldn't base my actions on spite? That's how I've lived my whole life, Taryn. No, it's actually really funny, because the point that you made about Kayla sort of being the voice of the audience, it's like, oh, I thought we voted in the gate crashers. No, it turns out Kayla is all we needed.
Yeah, well, up and for now, well, for now, during the day. Yeah. So Allie, Allie, she's so up and down in this game. She was in such a terrible position in the early game. Then she really rose to power. Then last week was really falling out of power. Then this week, again, like something just kind of like fell into her lap a little bit. She took it. She twisted it. She ran with it. She was getting her way. This was a huge move for Allie. Very great. But she is very much an overplayer. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that she does after this conversation with Kayla, where she subtly tells her to back for Johnny, is she's like, all right, now I'm going to leave and I'm going to pretend to be super upset. And so, which doesn't make any sense for Allie. And so she leaves all in a huff, and people are like, what? Why is Allie so upset? And they're very quickly going to be like, oh, she must be pretending. There has to be something up, because she's been up to talk with Kayla like three times today, and now she's like upset. Like, what does she have to be upset about? It only further fuels the rumors of there's an Adela Allie Liv alliance. It's just like, she's fun to watch, but she definitely has that overplaying gene in her.
Oh, yeah. So much fun to watch. This definitely goes under Allie's definition of subtle, because yeah. She just comes out. She's like storming. She's all distraught. She's really pissed off. And it's so funny because Will, Paris, and Johnny automatically are just like, nope, like, we don't trust you. This is definitely a play. You know, we think that you're totally messing with us. Like, we're not buying this at all.
Yes. So the next person to talk to Kayla is Paris. And this is going to be the nail in the coffin for Johnny, Will, and Maddie, because Paris, as we know, is an awful alliance member most of the time now. And she continues to be an awful alliance member in this conversation. Paris is the first person to bite that on that prisoner's dilemma, and she drops names left and right. She throws Maddie under the bus. She throws Johnny under the bus. She says that they were the ringleaders. They wanted Dela out. She says that she's throwing everybody under the bus. It wasn't me. I was just going along with things because I was trying to hide that we're working together secretly. You know, like, real deal, guys. I would never come after you. I have got your backs 100%. Like, things are great. And so Paris the cockroach manages to keep herself safe here. She makes a good impression on Kayla. And Kayla does not want to put Paris up on the block. But in the process, she very much throws her allies deep, deep under the bus tracks.
Yeah. I don't know what bus tracks are, but...
The tracks of the bus.
Okay. It's funny because it's not that she tries to get the target off of her, but then by, you know, even like trying to put it on Ryan or trying to put it on somebody else, she's like actively throwing Will under the bus and Maddie and Johnny. So it's like, okay, Paris, I mean, you're saving yourself, but yes, in the process being a terrible alliance member. And she sort of plays right into the, you know, dumb, ditzy character that she's sort of been cultivating this entire season. So it does work from that perspective. And Kayla totally buys into it, totally, you know, is in lockstep with Paris and believes everything that she's saying. But by extension, the other three are even further under the bus tracks.
Yes, yes, very much so. So they end up having a Johnny Paris and Will have a conversation where this is where they talk about Allie. Part of this is Paris trying to downplay how much she just threw them under the bus by saying, oh, it's probably Allie. But they're very sketched out by Allie. And this is Paris is trying to cover her bus tracks up in. She's trying to cover them up so nobody sees that she ran them over. So that's what's going on there. So Kayla has decided, after talking with everyone, she wants to put up Maddie and Will and have Johnny as the potential backdoor target. So this is the plan. This is not the worst plan. Again, taking Johnny out in a back door is a good move for Kayla in this moment. Putting Will up on the block doesn't necessarily help her that much. It definitely pisses Will off. Ryan is still probably after her. Will will definitely be after her. She'll piss Maddie off. Paris will probably not do anything about it, but who knows. It's like taking Johnny out is a good move for Kayla, but the problem is for Kayla that she has too many enemies. Even if she protects Ryan, even if she protects Paris, these people are going to come after her. They just will continue to come after her. So it's really hard to just like take, it's hard for Kayla to make a move that's good where she just takes somebody out and it's like, haha, I took out the person coming for me. It's like, no, there's still four other people that are coming for you. So this might be the best move in that regard, but it's not winning her any friends, especially the way she's going about it, saying people are throwing you under the bus, like really putting brass taxing people.
Brass tax.
That's the right way.
Yeah. Okay. Kayla is in just such a crappy position in the house that she has so many people coming after her. It's like, which one do you choose? You know, it's like whatever the opposite of a plethora of riches is. Like, she just has all of these people that are sort of coming for her, and getting any of them out is going to be helpful, but then there's still going to be, you know, another wolf waiting right behind that person. So how is it that she does this? And so I think what you would try to do is try to get out, identify who the main person who is sort of the driving force behind getting Dayla out, which is, I think, what she's trying to do. But like you said, the way she's going about it is not great, because she's making more enemies and isn't using this as an opportunity to sort of repair relationships and be like, look, I trust you. You know, I don't even know if that would work, but by sort of really putting all of the focus on one person, her one target, I think is the way to go about this, whereas she's sort of spreading the blame amongst this group of people. And so they're all feeling uneasy about it. Even though, you know, her ultimate decision at this time to Derek, she said that she was going to put up Will and Maddie, with Maddie as her target.
Yes. So that is the plan. And what she wants to do is she wants to convince Maddie and the whole house that Maddie is the target, while having this backdoor Johnny option available to her. So she brings Johnny in, and she lets him know, look, I'm going to keep you safe this week. We're going to have your back. All lies. And Johnny's like, are you backdooring me? She's like, no, we're not backdooring you. We promise. Not backdooring you. You're not going to put me on the block after Vito? Nope. Definitely not going to happen. It's like, okay.
All right. Promise.
She's like really, really gung-ho about this. You are safe, Johnny. Don't worry about it. But she's not going to convince him.
Yeah, no. I mean, when I was watching, I was, maybe it was a little naive me, I was like, oh, okay, that's so sweet, Kayla. I felt like she was being really earnest. Then, of course not. Of course that's not the case. Of course she's going to try and backdoor Johnny. And, you know, Johnny to her face is like, he grabs the giraffe. He's like, oh, yay, I'm so happy. Like, runs around, rolls on the bed. He's super excited. But obviously, you know, there's still all of these seeds of suspicion. And Johnny still feels like he could be the backdoor target this week.
Yes. And he'll talk to Erica about it later. Then Kayla talks to Maddie, and basically this is the conversation where she's like, all right, Maddie, you've been coming. You've been coming after us. That's what people have been telling us. They're saying you're the ringleader. And that came straight from Paris, but she doesn't tell Maddie that. Look, you know, that's the way things are. We're thinking about putting you on the block here, maybe putting the target on you, Maddie. And Maddie, as Maddie does, she starts, she's like, hold on, wait just 1 second. I have a PowerPoint presentation prepared. Let me get it out and tell you why you should not do this. Maddie, she's begging, don't do this, please. I was not targeting you. I was not the ringleader. Do not do this. I don't want to go home. Maddie is very, very upset about this. And, Kayla, very much sort of, the evil, villain, like petting the cat, just like, you will be going home.
Oh, see, well, then if she's going to be the evil villain, she shouldn't have told the heroes her plan. You know, this is like, this totally makes sense. Oh, my gosh. Complete, total narrative. It's actually really funny. That conversation, I was trying to think of how to describe it. And Kayla and Derek actually describe it really well. Kayla says something along the lines of like, she almost wasn't accepting that I was putting her on the block. Derek was like, yeah, she just kept arguing. So I think that was probably part of her PowerPoint presentation.
it's very much like if you try to break up with someone and they're just like, no, I refuse to be broken up with. We are still like, together.
We are like, no, we're breaking up.
We are gonna talk about this. We are not giving up on this. It's like, no, I'm done. Like, no, we're not done. Like, there is no we anymore. What are you talking about? That was Maddie being put on the block.
Oh my gosh, that's perfect. Yeah, I love it. It was so funny. Yeah, and Maddie gets emotional, you know, so it really just, she's done this before. Didn't she do the exact same thing with Erica? Where it was like, Erica was like, and Maddie just does the whole, no, you're not putting me on the block. We're not breaking up. I'm sorry. Well,
I think this is sort of a symptom of like the fandom where like a lot of the fans, why aren't they fighting back? Why are they just accepting this? So like, I think a part of Maddie feels like if she just says no, if she just doesn't agree, then that's enough. And to her credit, it's theoretically worked because she keeps getting saved.
That's right. Actually, maybe that is a good strategy now. I mean, I think it's because, you know, the social norm in Big Brother is like, you tell somebody they're going up, they say, oh, I don't really want to go up, but I get, you know, if that's a decision that you made and you put them on the block, if they just outright say no, then it's sort of this weird break in the social construct of like, well, they said no. Can I still put them up if they said no?
So Maddie leaves. She's an emotional wreck. But Kayla's gonna have to talk to Will next, and she lets Will know that she's gonna put him on the block as a pawn next to Maddie. Maddie is going to be the target, and Will is like, no. You gave me your word. I would not. Ye gave me ye's word. Ye will not do this to me. I wouldn't have stepped off that HOH. I wouldn't have talked to my son if ye hadn't promised me safety. He is not happy about this.
He is not happy about being the pawn or pen. Pen. I'm going to be the pen. You're going to put me up as a pen. It's like, Will, stop saying pawn. Oh, it's driving me insane. Oh my gosh. He was, talk about Will not being happy earlier in the day. He was so pissed about this. It's like, I'm going to be, you know, the effing big bad wolf in the house. I'm not going to hold back. I got secrets in this house. Just saying he's going to call everybody out. He just didn't want to be the pen. Oh man. It was a really fun conversation.
And I think Will does not feel like he is the pawn here. I feel like Will is like, you're going to put me up next to Maddie and I'm the pawn, really? Yeah. So he is very pissed. He storms out. But before he storms out, Kayla, he makes enough of a fuss that Kayla eventually sort of slips like, there might be a bigger plan in play. And that's, of course, going to get back to Johnny as well. So then Maddie, in the meantime, and this turns out to be a crucial conversation, or a moment at least, Maddie is just bawling her eyes out. She is very upset. She doesn't understand why she's being targeted. She doesn't understand why, like, who told Kayla that she was the ringleader, because she wasn't. She literally was just somebody telling Ryan, like trying to help Ryan out, trying to get him to stay. And she's like, I don't understand. Like, who did this to me? Was it Will? I feel like Will threw me under the bus. Like, why is this happening? And Paris is there comforting her. like just like trying to be there for her. And of course, all the while being the person that did this to her. And Paris just can't handle that emotionally. After the conversation ends, Paris is talking to the camera. She's just like, I feel so bad. I can't believe I did that to her. I'm throwing my allies under the bus. What am I doing in this game? I feel awful.
Well, to be fair, I had a really hard time dealing with Maddie crying like that. So I can totally understand if I had to actually be in the room and I was like, I'm the one who caused this. Probably not because I would feel bad for Maddie, but because I would want the crying to stop. So that's sort of where I would be coming from. But yeah, I can see why Paris is regretting her decision.
Yeah. And this is going to spark a fire in Paris that that will be truly lit in just a second here. But first, we have Kayla talking to Allie, who helps start this fire. Kayla lets Allie know her plan is Will and Maddie go on the block. And Allie's like, ooh, I feel like, you know, that's not a bad plan, but I feel like maybe you didn't get my, when I was being subtle, the emotional person was Paris. Paris is supposed to go up on the block next to Will. And Kayla's like, well, I mean, I don't really want to put Paris up though. She's, you know, I don't want to do that. And I was like, yeah, but here's the thing. Like I told Maddie that I'd like speak to you on her behalf. So I feel obligated to say that like she wasn't coming after you this week. She was going after Ryan this week. I just feel like I feel like Paris is the better Paris. Maddie's more likely to go home. She's got targets on her back. I just feel like you should really be putting Paris up. And I think this is really when Kayla starts to go, hold on. What is going on here? Why does Paris need to go on the block? I don't want to put Paris on the block. I feel like I have Paris. I want Maddie on the block. And Allie just, she really doesn't want that. And I think Kayla in that moment is starting to feel sketched out and she's primed to hear what Paris is about to tell her.
Yeah. I mean, Allie's argument is to the point of, she wants Johnny to go home as the back door. So who is it that Johnny would be sitting next to that would most likely guarantee that Johnny would be sent home? And she sort of doesn't have this sense of when she's getting pushback from Kayla to stop talking. Like she just continues to push this narrative of, well, it really would be best if Paris were on the block. And Kayla just shuts it down, but Allie still tries to push against it. And yeah, like you said, this is sort of where Kayla starts to get sketched out about the situation and why Allie would be so adamant about wanting Paris on the block.
Yeah. And because basically Allie tells Kayla that Maddie did not have anything to do with wanting to come after Dayla, which is completely going against what Kayla had been hearing from Ryan. So she's already now like, wait a minute, did what Ryan tell me, is that the truth? And also, why is Allie pushing for Paris over Maddie? Like, this is all sort of seeming sketchy to me now. Then Paris comes up, and this is Paris like, all right, I need to try something to alleviate my conscience here. I screwed Maddie over. Let me try and make this right. And so Paris has a conversation with Kayla where Kayla lets Paris know, here's the plan. It's going to be Maddie and Will. Obviously, Paris knew this already, but she's officially hearing it for the first time. And she's like, what do you think? What do you think, Paris? And Paris is like, I mean, I don't know. And Kayla lets Paris know, just so you know, people have been trying to say that you should be the pawn. Will threw it out there. She obviously didn't say it, but Allie threw it out there. And I've been protecting you. I've been saying that I don't want to put you on the block because you're too emotional. Paris, oh, well, okay. Yes, thank you. And this is Kayla feeling like she is putting a wedge between Paris and Allie and making Paris feel like Kayla has her back, because Paris feels, or Kayla feels like she's able to do that with Paris. Then the feed's cut a little bit. They come back and they're already, I'm not sure what was said, but they're already talking. And Derek is saying like, you know, maybe Maddie was wrongfully convicted. Who knows? Like they're already talking like maybe Maddie didn't do this. you know, Paris had clearly said something along the lines of like, I think Maddie is innocent here. Then she'll continue to say that. Caleb brings Johnny up as a back door. And Paris is like, yeah, that's an option. But do you really want to get your hands dirty with a third person? And I just feel bad for Maddie because she like Ryan is the one that came up with the OG idea to come after Dayla. Like it wasn't Maddie. It was Ryan. So I feel bad for her. And the wheels are starting to turn in Kayla and Derek's head, and they're starting to say like, so it was Ryan. Ryan was doing this. I mean, I mean, Ryan's an option to put on the block, I guess. And things are starting to turn.
Oh my gosh, this was such a beautiful. So you have the conversation that occurs earlier in the day with Ryan, which essentially sets this whole like four person commotion down the bus tracks. And then at the end of the day, oh, sort of end of the day, then Paris comes back in and sort of ties everything up of like, no, it wasn't actually Maddie who was spearheading with Johnny as the sidekick. Everything came from Ryan. And so she is the one who really places everything on Ryan. This was Ryan's mastermind idea. He's the one who was then pushing it on all the other people. And then he's the one who came to you. You know, I mean, she doesn't know exactly what happened earlier in the day, but it really does fit nicely with what Kayla heard that morning with the fact that, oh, this is Ryan's big plan. And he's the one who orchestrated this whole thing and is throwing that group of four people under the bus. And that's how, you know, sort of all of this we're targeting Dayla stuff came about.
Yeah. And it should also be noted, this is right before nominations are about to take place. Kayla is on the verge of being called to the diary room with her plan set on Maddie and Will with a potential Johnny backdoor. And Paris is in there saying, yeah, like Kayla says, okay, look, you're saying Ryan came up with the OG idea. We'll tell you this. Ryan is the one that told us that that it was Maddie who came to him. And Paris is like, whoa, no. Ryan came up with the idea. Ryan came up with the whole mastermind thing. And you can tell Derek especially is like starting to worry, like, yeah, I was worried that like maybe we're getting played by Ryan, right? Like maybe Ryan is doing something. He's convincing us of things. Enough people denied it. Enough people didn't bite into the prisoner's dilemma that we were kind of feeling like, I'm not sure. And Paris says it wasn't Johnny. It wasn't Maddie. It was Ryan. He convinced every single person in different ways. He convinced Maddie. He convinced Johnny. He convinced Will. The way he convinced me was by saying he was going after Allie. That's why I wanted to keep Ryan, because I thought he was going after Allie, but he was telling them different things. Ryan is the mastermind. And Kayla at this point is like, I want to bring everyone into a room. I want to just get this all, because she is now starting to really like, I don't know who to believe at this point. So she wants to bring everyone into a room, clear the air. And Paris just continues to like slyly push back at this, like, yeah, that's a great idea. I would totally be down for that. I mean, wouldn't be great for your game, but I'd totally be down for that. And Kayla's like, yeah, I want to do it. And Paris is like, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's a bold move. It's why, I mean, I wouldn't recommend it for you, but I'm down to do it. And so eventually manages to cool Kayla's jets. Kayla decides not to bring everyone into a room. And she is anti Ryan. She says, you know, I initially didn't want to put Ryan up out of spite, but, Derek points out like, we shouldn't play the game out of spite. That's not how we should be operating. Which is just one of those nice little like, that is a truism of Big Brother, right? Like that is, you should not play the game out of spite, even though that doesn't really have anything to do with the situation. Like whether or not you should put Ryan up doesn't have anything to do with spite. You shouldn't do the opposite of spite just because it's bad to do it for spite. But you know, it worked out for Paris in this moment. And Paris again, Paris doing very good work here. She really set her mind to it. She is really using her patented, I just feel so dumb for believing Ryan. I'm such a dummy that she does so well. It's really her strength in the game. And she manages to get Kayla on board, not only with not putting Maddie up on the block anymore, but she's like, you know what? I want Ryan up. I want Ryan out of the house. And she shifts the target onto Ryan. And right afterward, she gets called to the diary room and Paris manages to do. The last time we saw a last minute flip like this has to be like Vanessa right before the noms on Big Brother 17. Very impressive stuff from Paris.
Yeah, it's interesting because I do think that Paris does deserve credit for this. I think she hits all of the points that really are able to flip Kayla. But I think Kayla was really primed for this. I think the fact that she was suspicious of Ryan, that conversation with Allie that she had right before, I think that the wheels were already sort of starting to turn, and Paris was the one who was able to, you know, push her over the cliff and sort of get this move to happen. And it's really funny because Paris says all the right things, but I don't know if that was because it seemed like that almost sort of happened by accident, because we were able to see all of the conversations. And so it was like Paris said exactly the right things that Kayla needed to hear. But, you know, Paris wasn't present for all those conversations. So what if she lucked into that, or she has this intuition that allowed her to, you know, really push Kayla's buttons the correct way? I don't know if that was the case. But yeah, I mean, certainly this conversation that Paris has with Kayla is huge and really sets the stage for nominations.
Yeah, we definitely have to give Allie a massive assist, obviously an unintentional one. Yeah. I don't know if Paris's conversation works if Allie doesn't mess up in the conversation beforehand. So, you know, you got to give Allie some, I guess, negative credit there as well. Briefly,
it's an own goal type situation.
Yeah, very, very much so. While Kayla is in the diary room, we have a couple more conversations before the nominations take place. Paris runs to Maddie and says, "Oh my God, I think I just convinced Kayla to not nominate you. I don't know if I'm delusional, if I actually did that." Like, "No, don't worry, Paris. This time I think you actually did do that. Like, normally when you say that, it wasn't you, but you actually did some decent work here." And Maddie is mad at Will. She's like, "I think Will did this to us. I think Will threw us under the bus." And Paris is like, "That may be true, but it's Ryan's fault. That's the truth. You are saying it's Ryan's. This is Maddie telling Ryan, go after Dayla. Now Paris is telling Maddie, it's Ryan. To only talk about Ryan. It's all Ryan. It was his idea." So they're set there. And meanwhile, this is the conversation I alluded to before. Johnny and Eric are talking, and Johnny's like, has a right read. He's like, "I was not convinced. I think they're targeting me for the back door." And Eric is like, "Yeah, I agree." And it's like, "You are correct. From like a half hour ago."
Yes.
But potentially not anymore.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, things change so quickly based on the Allie Paris duo company era conversations Johnny, you were like spot on. You go, boy. Although that conversation would have been valid 30 minutes ago, it's not really great now. I do think that it's really funny that really Ryan has become the scapegoat for sort of Paris throwing everybody else under the bus. Like, it was Maddie who took the fall for stuff that Paris had done, and now it's Ryan. So she is really good at sort of pushing the blame on somebody else. Like, "Oh, she just got convinced by someone, and this week it happens to be Ryan."
She is my cockroach. She's so good at surviving. And look, I was like, I was so ready to come to a podcast and just be like, when we were asked the question, who of the three, Kayla, Johnny, Paris, who is going to be the winner? I was like, I think Kayla and Johnny are going to take each other out, and Paris the cockroach is going to slide ahead, which was looking like it was going to happen because Kayla was going to take a shot at Johnny, but it was going to damage her game so much that she was going to get taken out soon after, and Paris was going to skate on by. But Paris, she doesn't want to be a cockroach. She wants to be a power player. She wants to make moves. She does. Although I will say, at this point still, Kayla mentioned, like, if a veto is used, she still talked about, like, would Johnny go over Will? She's still thinking about potentially taking a shot at Johnny if Ryan wins the veto, which still may be in play. But based on their conversations, it doesn't seem like she really wants Johnny to go quite yet after she talks to Johnny after nomination. So we'll talk about that as well. Nominations happen. Ryan and Will are put on the block, and they're both pissed. Ryan was blindsided. He thought he was safe. And his face came up and he was pissed. He was like, when you're sitting at home, you're going to regret this decision. He was not happy.
Yeah, this was really great. Ryan was so pissed off. And there were so many really great shots of just him being like mad, sulking, sad, and the camera just sort of zooming out on him. Like, I can imagine, you know, Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence is playing in the background, or like the Mad World cover by Gary Jules. Like, I can see videos of that coming out. He's not pleased.
Yes. So Maddie goes ahead and confronts Ryan about the whole situation because it's Ryan's fault. Ryan threw them under the bus. And she confronts. This lasted like an hour. She was, why did you do this? Why did you say that that I was a ringleader? He was like, because you told me you told me to say I was going after Dayla. And she's like, what? That doesn't mean I'm a ringleader. I was trying to help you. Why are you betraying me when I tried to help? I stuck my neck out for you and you turned your back on me. Like, I don't like why. I don't understand. Like, what's the point? And that just on repeat for an hour.
Yeah, exactly. So I was watching this conversation. It was like, oh, okay. And then slowly I was like, okay, yeah, like we get it. And Maddie's just crying. She's upset. And Ryan is doing that same thing that he did when Allie confronted him, where he's like, well, that's what I said. That's what happened. That's what was going on. He's just so stone faced about the whole situation. And Maddie is just emotional and crying. Why would you do this? In the back of my head, I'm thinking, like, he's on the blog, girl. That would have been you. Like, calm down.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Ryan is by far the most honest person in the house.
Oh, for sure.
They all think he's a liar.
Yeah, which makes me feel so, I couldn't believe it. I actually felt so bad for Ryan that he got put up on the block this week, because he was the one who was just being so honest. Like, that conversation he had in the morning with Kayla, he just laid everything out on the table. He said exactly the truth of what had gone on. And everybody is so not believing anything that he's saying. Oh, poor Ryan. Poor little carrot.
Well, but that's the shadiness of Ryan, that like he tells the truth to everyone at all times, betraying people's trusts constantly. Yeah. Like he did, like those four people voted to keep him in the house. And he very immediately turned around and stabbed them right in the back. Like, oh, they're coming for you. Don't look at me. But he does it honestly. You know, he tells the truth, just in a very shady way. And that gives people incentive to say he's a liar, because he has no loyalty. He really does. He has zero loyalty in that house. He is the true lone wolf, which makes him an easy target to pin things on.
Yes.
So Kayla, Derek, and Johnny talk after the nominations, and they tell him, like, okay, Ryan was the person that was telling us these names. And Johnny's like, oh, he's been saying he didn't do that. He's been lying to me. He's been denying this. And he's just like furthering the target on Ryan. He's saying, I'm totally on board to take Ryan out. And he also makes it very clear, I am extremely grateful that you guys kept me safe this week. I know you were hearing things about me, and it means a lot to me that you did not put me on the block. Again, he's thinking in his head, they're planning on backdooring mm-hmm. me. So this is the patented Johnny strategy that I love, of, I think that you are coming for me or that you are having doubts. So instead of questioning you about it, I am going to just very openly be like, I love you guys. Thank you guys so much. You guys are the best. And I think they really felt good after this conversation, because they did not talk about nominating him afterward. And later in the night, they talked. They used a lot of language signifying, like, that Johnny would be in the house next week and further weeks. So I think they don't really want Johnny to go right now. They would obviously prefer Ryan to go. They don't know what will happen if Ryan is safe. But I have a feeling they might prefer Will to go over Johnny in that case, which means they might not put Johnny up. So Johnny does some good work here after he gets his skin saved a bit by the Paris maneuver.
Yeah, I would completely co-sign that. It was really good on Johnny's part to sort of push this, like, you're going to feel so guilty if you backdoor me. Like, don't you dare. Oh, it's so sweet. That's so nice. That's so great. Thank you so much. So that was really nice to see. And yeah, I mean, Kayla ends up sort of shutting down some game talk later. Like, she didn't even want, you know, when Derek brings up, hey, you know, so what happens if so-and-so wins the veto? What do we do? She was like, no, like, I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to think about it. Like, clearly from Johnny being her number one backdoor target to now not even considering putting him on the block, or, you know, really not wanting to put him on the block and backdoor him. I mean, I think that that is a, it's a pretty crazy shift to happen over the course of like 5 hours.
Yeah, it's lots of shifts happening. So Ryan talks to Kayla and he says, this is a bad move. You're going to regret this. Kayla wants him to confirm his story. And this helps Johnny out as well. She says, did they really say they wanted me out? And Ryan is like, yes. And she's like, really? Johnny too? And he's like, well, and the camera was on Kayla's face. Her face was just like, you've got to be effing kidding me right now, Ryan. And Ryan is like, yeah, so, I mean, and she's like, so what, you're going back on it now? Like, now you're saying it's not true? Like, I was planning on backdooring this dude. He's like, you know, I may have read into the conversation too much. The thing that made me feel like Johnny was coming after you was that I was told that he was the person I needed to convince the most. That if I convinced him that I was going after you, that he would be on board. But I never did actually have a conversation with him where he said he was coming after you. There may not be any tape of him saying he's coming for you. And you can see the rage in Kayla's face.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's like, okay, Mr. 800 hours just keeps thinking about what's the tape? What's the tape going to say? And it's like, okay, that doesn't matter right now. Like, who cares? No one cares. No one cares what's on the tape. You are in the game right now. And he just, you know, like you said, he has this honesty element to him that he is being honest, but it's so detrimental because, you know, okay, sure. So Johnny never explicitly said that, you know, he was going to be targeting you. And Ryan's like, well, I may have implied too much, or, you know, there's too much implied in the conversation. I interpreted it wrong. Like, no, Ryan, just lie. Just, you know, you believed it earlier in the day. I don't know what was going on with Ryan. It's just, sometimes his gameplay just makes no sense to me.
Yeah, you know, I think he feels like if I am just extremely honest at all times, then how can you not believe me? But it doesn't work that way in the house or in real life, to be honest. People are not swayed by facts. So yeah, this is this was a very bad conversation for Ryan. He really solidified the target on his back. Not only does he go back on his initial story, which really confirms to Kayla that he was probably lying, but he also like talks about Kayla, like, you're so sweet, but you've got this secret side to you that's like so dangerous. And Kayla comes away from this conversation like, this guy has me pegged. He is too dangerous. She tells Derek later, like, I need this guy gone. He's the only one that seems to ever sniff out what we're about. He was talking to Allie about like, man, your alliance with Kayla and Derek is really going strong, huh? It's like he is constantly pointing out the things that Kayla does not want pointed out about her game. And so she really wants Ryan gone now.
Ryan is like the opposite of fake news. Like what he's saying is true, but nobody believes it, right? Whereas like fake news, it's false, but everybody believes it. It's also really funny because once Ryan got put on the block, the Will, Paris, Maddie, Johnny contingent were all so happy that now they have this common enemy that they can just throw under the bus. I mean, things really don't look good for Ryan because now they can all pile on him and really put the target on him instead of sort of quabbling between themselves, trying to push the target on, you know, other people within that group. Now it's like, oh, it's all on Ryan. We're just going to snowball all of this on Ryan. It's all Ryan's fault. Ryan's the one who needs to go. And Kayla really seems to be, you know, buying into all of this.
Yes. So, Kayla ends up talking to Derek late in the night. She doesn't know what she would do if Will wins the veto. They talk about future plans. This is when Derek is like, you know, I could just, if I end up winning HOH, I could do the same plan we were going to do. I could like backdoor Johnny maybe in the future, meaning they think these might still be there. But even then, Kayla's like, yeah, I know. I feel like Johnny is indebted to us now. So maybe we don't want to do that. So I feel like they are definitely off the backdoor Johnny train at the moment. Johnny even he had a little bit of a thing with Allie where Allie heard that Johnny was saying her name, but they ended up having a conversation that Allie felt pretty good about. So I don't know how much Allie will continue to push the Johnny back store. So it seems like Johnny may have pulled himself out of the fire a little bit with some help from, ironically, Ali in Paris. And right now it seems like Ryan is the target. Ryan should be going home. But there's still a twist to worry about here. And who knows? I don't see the casual audience voting to save Ryan. But I know that there are a lot of people that really want to screw Kayla over for making this move, and they really want to take Ryan off the block. Which would very much screw Kayla over if that happened. Because even just this morning, Johnny legitimately is starting to feel like if they don't nominate me, if they keep me off the block, I will feel indebted to Dayla, and I feel like maybe I won't go after them. And here's why I feel like, you know, the people that are like, oh, Kayla screwed this up so bad, I can't believe how terrible she's doing. I'm looking at you, Brent. Because she's not doing the TV move, the one that everyone wanted her to make. But here's the thing. If Johnny legitimately feels grateful for her not putting him on the block, she also has a lot of ammunition to use against Ali now, with both Johnny and Erica. And so if Johnny or Erica wins, or if somebody that they have influence over wins, Johnny already feels indebted to them. And then Kayla can go to Johnny and be like, yeah, just so you know, Ali was pushing to backdoor you the week that I was HOH, and I decided not to. And I think Johnny would believe it, because he already doesn't trust Ali. And I think that Johnny would 100% target Ali over Derek and Kayla with that said. And that is how the, you know, Kayla and Derek escape from the many enemies that they have, by turning the foursome group plus Erica against Ali instead of against them. And that's the position that Ali and Olivia are in right now. And if Derek and Kayla can swipe that spot from them, that's how they succeed, not by taking out one person out of five who are after them. So I actually, even though it wasn't necessarily their intention, I actually feel like this might be the better move for them if it works out in the way that they want to.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that all hinges on the fact if Johnny does feel indebted. Right. So, you know, I know he's saying it to their face that, yes, you know, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. I think if Kayla and Derek really just continue to push this whole, don't worry, we got your back, we were never thinking about it, don't worry, you know, then that whole contingent feels really close to Derek and Kayla. And, you know, yeah, let's say that situation happens, then what's another power duo, Olivia and Ali? Derek and Kayla could easily throw those two under the bus, and that would be a way to save their own butts. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see, since this just happened, I feel like I need a little bit of perspective on whether or not this actually was a good move for anybody and how this is all going to shake out. But I think it's definitely not a terrible move for Kayla to have done this. You know, I think that there's also the whole like, oh, well, the reason why she didn't want to put up Ryan is because of spite. Which isn't necessarily the best reasoning in the world. So the fact that she's sort of come around on that, I think, is okay. I think the veto is going to be really interesting. And then those couple days before eviction, I think, are going to be really crucial to set up Derek and Kayla for the weeks ahead.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, just this morning, Johnny was talking to Erica saying, I don't know if I can put them. I don't think I can put them on the block if they keep me safe this week. So I do feel like this can be very good because I feel like, again, like there are some people like, oh, Ryan was a number for them. Ryan is not a number for anybody. Ryan is a lone wolf. That he proved that this week. Johnny saved him, and then he promptly threw yeah. Johnny under the bus. If Kayla saves him, he will promptly throw Kayla under the bus. Ryan is not a number for anybody. What Kayla needed to do this week to keep herself safe was stop the group of four, Johnny, Paris, Will, Maddie, from coming after her. She has still pissed Will off. That is done. She broke that. I don't think she can stop Will from coming after her, unless Johnny is an influence for him. So really, I feel like the way forward for Kayla and Derek, if they really want to win this game, is by turning that foursome against Ali and Liv. Because with Johnny will go Erica, and if they're in a battle with Ali and Liv, that gives Dayla some breathing room. They still have Paris a little bit. I feel like that's their way forward, because as it stood, the move that everybody wanted them to make, backdooring Johnny, it takes Johnny out. But Will is still after them. Paris is still after them. Maddie is still after them. And now that they've done the dirty work for Allie and Liv, of course, Erica is still after them. And Allie and Liv no longer have a use for them. They are in a really bad spot after that. I actually do kind of like this move by them. Again, it wasn't entirely their intention, but I feel like they were in a bad spot regardless of what they were doing. And this actually kind of makes sense. But again, it makes sense, but the twist could totally screw them over. I know Kevin Martin is pushing for, save Ryan. And look, Kevin, I know you've got money on this, and I know that's why you're pushing to save Ryan, but we got to be anti-twist, dude. We got to be anti-twist.
I feel like, Taryn, you need to come out with some sort of like really bad PSA for anti-twists. It'll be like the 60s fashion, like, do-do-do-do-do-do. Hi, I'm Taryn, and I'm here to talk to you about not voting for twists on Big Brother Canada.
It's like an anti-marijuana PSA.
Whatever the version of Dare is, but for twists.
Just say no to twists, guys.
Just say no to twists. Just say no.
Because look, this is going to be a crazy week. If the twist is used, I think that the people that want the twist to be used will regret it because they're going to use it on Ryan of all people. And honestly, like if the internet people go for Ryan, I've seen this too. Like the internet people are 100% going to be splitting their votes between Ryan and no twist, and Will with his emotional scene with his son will 100% get saved by the casual audience. So I feel like we've got a band together. We've got to say no twists because we need to tell production that we do not want a messed up jury where we decide the winner. We want a regular jury. We want no twists to happen. And look, if you have favorites in the house, I guarantee it's not Ryan. Why are you using it on Ryan when your favorite could be leaving next week?
Channel all this energy, Taryn, for your PSA. I'm telling you, you just got to put this out. I think this is going to be key. I also like the concept of internet people. I like to think that I'm an internet person.
Yeah, we're all internet people. If you're listening to this podcast, you're an internet person. That's basically it. Long day, lots of stuff to cover, but I feel like we've gotten through. I feel like we were very thorough here.
Yeah, this was good. It was. Oh my gosh, if only the editing were good, because I think that you could really put together this really beautiful story of how this group of five, you know, was thrown under the bus, group of four, I guess, were thrown under the bus by Ryan. It all sort of comes full circle by nominations. It really was a fun day to watch everything unfold, and hopefully we did it justice.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong. Taryn. Liana is at Liana Boris. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you get those podcasts of yours. You can find us on robhizawebsite.com and make sure you tune in tomorrow at regular time, 10 a.m. Eastern. I promise for our next live feed update. And then Rob will be live Monday night after the episode to recap everything that's going on with the episodes of Big Brother Canada 6. Lots of fun stuff. Man, yesterday was so good. I'm so happy about the season. I really feel like every single week has just been fire. No matter what, like the change at the last second, this is great. Will being pissed off. I could 100% see the target switching from Ryan to Will over the course of the week, given Will's behavior. There's still a lot that could happen with the veto. It's just been so good. And it, regardless of who you want to be saved or what you want to happen with the weeks, just I really don't want a twist to be used just so we can keep this good gameplay, because the second they hear an audience save somebody, they are going to start pandering to the cameras. They're going to start playing scared, and we're going to lose this wonderful, wonderful game of strategy that we've got going on. So even the drama has been excellent the last few weeks. So loving this season, loving what's happening. I hope it doesn't change, Liana.
Yeah. Okay, Taryn. We get it. You don't like twists. This season has
I'm saying I love this season.
Yeah. No, I get it. And we don't want to ruin it with a twist. I get that note. No, this season has been absolutely just so much fun. The characters, the gameplay, I mean, And I think that this day was sort of a perfect example of the fun gameplay that's happening, the emotions, the bad gameplay, the good gameplay, sort of all coming together. And I mean, really, this has been a fun ride so far, and I hope it continues.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you next time.